Okay, this week is Parshas Vayishlach. So I want to discuss with you a few in Yoni Halacha. Yoni Halacha that comes from this week's Parsha, from a collection of Svarim. I have here the Tzifunas of Parsha from Rav Durkas. I have the Eitzer Machmadim. I have for another sefer before, I don't remember what I did with it. All right, so let's just discuss a few interesting inyanim. Someone, Rabbi Mayevsky, mentioned the Gid Hanoshe, a very difficult topic, very difficult part of the animal to kasher in America. They don't even bother. They just remove the entire chunk, entire piece of meat, and they sell it to a goy because it's too costly to hire professionals to remove the Gid Hanosha. But in this week's parasha,
people who know their business how to do it correctly.
After how to do it correctly, right? There are many people, forget about the Gid Hanosha, there are many people who do not even know how to remove chalev. There are many different types of chalev in the animal. There's chalev that's kosher, there's shuman is kosher, there's chalev that's non-kosher. It's a very big chokhmah to properly remove from the animal the non-kosher chalev. It requires a very great skill. Unfortunately, over the years, there have been many stories where people were not doing it correctly, and Rachman Lusson, people have been eating nichshol and eating chalef. Rabbi Belsky in Tarvah Das, he's one of the biggest experts in yoni chalef, knowing how to train butchers and experts in removing the proper parts.
Wherever he controls a lot of the industry, I mean, based on his standards.
Chalef.
Yeah, about a lot of years, he's the go-to man in the end.
Right?
What? He's
still
pretty much the go-to person.
Wow. Okay, every year in Tarvah Das, he brings in an animal. Yeah. Every year, they bring in a whole animal. A small animal. It comes in this crate. You should see what it looks like. And they bring it to his classroom, and he dissects it. They have videos and videos. And he loves the anatomy, and he shows you every little vein and artery.
Chef in the base medrash.
The shchit in the base medrash.
Came running when he was screaming. Yeah. That they didn't know what was going on.
He did the shchit in the base medrash, yeah.
The Spanish and Mexican workers are going to make chalev the basar.
They're going to make chalev?
No, the supermarket, they are going to hire the Mexican workers. They are going to
kill them. No, they can't do it. You have to know how to do it. Okay, let's discuss some inyanim. It says in Yonason Eibeshitz, in a safe, a crazy place, he says a tremendous chiddush. He says there was a maisha hoya. I remember Pam used to say this over every year. A few years I was there, he used to say this over. That Rav Yonason Eibeshitz in the Sefer, it says over Maitz that in his community there was a person who was known to be a very big expert, a very big menaker, baki in Gid Hanosha and Chalef. He came around saying a tremendous chiddush that Gid Hanosha is only on male animals. The prohibition of eating Gid Hanosha is only an animal that's a male animal, not a female animal. This is what he said.
Yeah, of course,
and he convinced, he made a bilbul and he convinced Talmidei Chachamim. And Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz says, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I finally made contact with him. I chased after him. I finally made contact with him. And I showed him, it says, Beferish, in the smog. He writes this in the crazy place. That's a sefer. In the smog, smog stands for Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, stayed in the smog, Beferish, that Gid Hanoshe Noyeg Bezuchorim with an Akei voice. It applies both to male animals and female animals. That's what it says in the crazy place. Problem is, in the smog, when it says it applies Zuchar and Akevos, you look in the smog, it doesn't mean male animals and female animals. Men and women. The mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe, and the smog does this. Just like the Minchas Chinuch, he has all of his people. He has, everyone in Minchas Chinuch, he tells you this mitzvah. Who does it apply to? Well, some is only applied to men. Some apply to women. Some applies to men, to women, avodim, different types of a shif, a chatzi, ben chatzi, ben choyrin, a shif charufa. There's a whole list of people. The smag always tells you which people the mitzvah applies, and the smag says that the mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe applies males and females, human beings. So how in the world can the crazy place he make such an error and say that it applies the male animal, and quote the smack, this dove maver al harayim, that he could say such a thing when the smack derech of zchar nekevos means men and women. So after much research, this is a topic for a historian research. So the people first suggested is that the tos hadufus doesn't mean the smag. They had different svar. The first suggestion was, he was not coming from the smag, he was coming from the chinuch, because the chinuch taka says applies male and female animals. But they actually found years later the actual printing of the crazy uplacy, which he was the original version of the crazy uplacy in the manuscript, and there it said beis samach hei nun, not smag, the sefer hanikur. There was a known sefer called the sefer hanikur. And the sefer hanikur, the Ritaka says, beferish applies male animals and female animals. So in Achinami, it was a tos hatfus. It was not the smag. It's called the samach hei nun, sefer hanikur, and there indeed it says applies to males and female animals. Now this, however, on the other hand, does open up a very big issue. Why, Taka, is it so that the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha applies to both males and females? Maybe there is a sad in halacha to say that the prohibition of Gid Hanasha should only apply to Zuchadim and Anikevos. There are many mitzvahs. Now let's go through some ideas of why. Halacha l'maaseh, of course, is ridiculous. Halacha l'maaseh, the halacha is that the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha applies to males and females, male animals and female animals. However, there is a very strong tzad, and a strong tzad is to say that the halacha of Gid Hanasha only apply to zecharim and not to nikevos. What do we mean? What is on the parasha of Yehudit's parasha? Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es Gid Hanasha asha kaf hayirech ki, because the malach went and touched Yaakov. Chazal have a drasha when it comes to another mitzvah, the mitzvah of amidst other mitzvos. I forgot specifically which mitzvah it is. B'nei Yisrael v'loy b'nos Yisrael. So sometimes Chazal make this drasha, sometimes Chazal do not make this drasha, because there are many mitzvahs where it says Vayidaber Hashem, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. So sometimes Chazal make the drasha, sometimes they do not. Basic answer is that when there is no reason, when there's no repetition, when it says B'nei Yisrael, it includes men and women. However, if the pasuk, from the context of the pasuk, it's clear that we're discussing only the men, and the pasuk repeats itself, and it says Nochamo B'nei Yisrael, then Chazal do indeed make a drasha B'nei Yatitis. Al Kante B'neim Dabar B'nei Yisrael B'nei Yisrael of B'nei Yisrael. So
exactly.
Nashim.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, so that's what we get. That's what we get involved in, because that's another issue. Mitzvah Lois say, generally speaking, Nashim Lois say the Chayef. Only time Nashim apart from the potter from mitzvahs asay. A Lois say the Chayef. Nashim a Chayef in a Lois say. Gid Hanasha is a Lois say. So Lois say does not depend if it's man grama, not man grama. So being that it does say B'nei Yisrael, and B'nei Yisrael sometimes does come to exclude Nashim, there is a tzad to say that B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nei Yisrael. Now you have to add also the following factor to emphasize why this should be different. The big uniqueness about Gid Hanasha is that it appears in before Matan Torah. All the mitzvahs that we perform, we are mekayim them from after Matan Torah. However, Gid Hanasha is the exception. Gid Hanasha does not appear after Matan Torah. It only appears before Matan Torah. And yet, it's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. How could that possibly be? Why is it not a kasha?
Because
the pasuk explicitly says.
That's the reasoning and the source, but it was re-accepted.
However, even the other mitzvahs that were re-accepted, they were given again in the Aseres HaDibros, and we have a minion, by the way. In the Aseres HaDibros, and you go through the entire Torah, you look. Go through the mitzvahs, the Torah repeats the mitzvah, makes it very, very clear that this is the mitzvah which is going to apply Mikan Laba. But when it comes to Gid Hanasha, there was a Maisa with a Malach, a very, very mystical, supernatural story, which is not really clear our understanding. And the Malach touches his Yorich, and then he limps. And after he limps, he's healed. It says later on that he comes to Shechem, he comes Sholem. Shalem, so he was healed, so it's only temporary. Who says that this mitzvah should really apply Le'olam Voed until he most Le'olam Voed? Maybe the mitzvah, it was a time, maybe at that point in time while Yaakov was living, then it was in the Gidan Nasha. Especially, it's written before Matan Torah. The whole Ma'is is not fair understanding with the Malach, the wrestling, we don't understand what it's about. And it doesn't, it's not written again later on. So maybe we should not be Mekayim the mitzvah at all. Chazal tells us no such thing. This halach applies, we have a tradition, we have a Mesorah halach in Rosh Mesinai, there's a Gidan Nasha. And when the Torah went and wrote the halacha, it wrote it, inserted it in the Maisa when it happened, and told us right there and then and there, okay, you should know for the future, this is going to apply from older generations. But being that the place where this pasuk is written is in Chumash Bereish before Matan Torah, perhaps here you don't need the repetition to apply the miyud b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. When you're after Matan Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael and he says Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, no, b'nei Yisrael includes the entire Klal Yisrael. Oh, you want to be memayit an isha? Oh, you have to repeat yourself. You have to first say, speak to Klal Yisrael, speak to B'nai Yisrael, and then say again, Ochamo B'nai Yisrael, to the Mamayeid B'nos Yisrael. But if when that rule of repetition does not apply before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, it shouldn't have said anything. Everything that it says is here to make a drush, to make a mute. So the fact that it says before Matan Torah in Parashas Vayishlach, Alkei Lo Yochel B'nai Yisrael, we automatically should have the right to make the dig B'nai Yisrael, V'loi B'nos Yisrael, to say that Noshim should be potter from the mitzvah of Gira Nosh. So there is a very strong swara based upon that to say Noshim are potter. I'll let you know the reason why. The whole mitzvah of Gid HaNosha really is the ultimate Zman Grum. This was Mr. Rapport touched upon. Now, the laws of Noshim being put from mitzvahs, we know, only applies to mitzvah say, Sha only applies to mitzvah say. Mitzvah loy say, they are chayef. However, there is a concept that Zman Grum on Noshim HaPotter. What does it say by Gid HaNosha? Ad Hayom Hazeh. A nusach that does not appear by any other of the Tayag mitzvahs until this day, la fuke, la hayom by yom hahu and yom haba, which Chazal tell us that when Mashiach comes, the time will come when Gid HaNosha will be mutter. That's why it's different. It's not part of the Tayag mitzvahs. In after Matan Torah, it appears before. It represents Yaakov Avinu's weakness relative to the Sar Shel Esav. And this weakness only ad hayom hazeh, when we read it, but bayom hahu, or bayom haba, when Mashiach comes, then we will no longer have this weakness, we will be strong once again, and then there will no longer be a tam, a zecher for the Gid HaNosha. And in fact, Yaakov Ayyava, Yaakov Sholem, Yaakov will only come Sholem. So here comes an incredible chiddush lahalach, an incredible yidiyah in Agada. The ultimate mitzvah saseh shehazman gromo is Gid HaNosha. Because Gid HaNosha is only a zecher for the Maisa Shehoya Vayeovek Ish Imoy at Alois HaShachar, and Yaakov's weakness, Yaakov was injured, were only weak for a limited period of time in Golos. But when Geula will arrive, then we will be healed. So, Golos is Zman, is a limited time. In the big picture of things, Hashem does not have plans for Klal Yisrael to be in Golos. Golos is just a chakal b'chol yom sheyavo. It's the most temporary thing possible in the world. Day and night is not temporary. Day and night, that's the way the world is. It's just that it's Zman. Day only lives, it's a certain period of time. In this certain period of time, you have Yom Tovim, it comes around once a year. But then they exist. They exist permanently, but for a small amount of time. Al achas kama v'kama, a mitzvah whose whole essence is only just for a limited amount of time, will be the ultimate zman grama. Memela, noshim, they're not in the concept of zman grama. They're not in the Nela. There's a tzad to say, at least al derech agoda, that Noshim should be potter from the mitzvah of Gid HaNosha. Okay, there's a third reason why Noshim should be potter Gid HaNosha. This is a wild reason. Why David is allowed to come to Klal Yisrael. Why? But ultimately, we know it's halacha l'moshim Yisina. That's the ultimate reason. But what was the whole debate between the is because Asher, why should David not come? Because Asher like Amun Moyav can't come below Yavam Amun Yavam Bikal Hashem. Allah Shalikid Weschem Lechem Amayim. Because of their bad midos. So who has the bad midos? The men. The men should have come. The men. Noshim in Darko Shal Isha. It's not Derech of Nisha to go out. It's not the Derech of Nisha to go out to greet a man on the Derech. It's not her Mokum to go out. Luchama. Are Noshim Chayiv in Priya Urevia? Technically speaking, no. Why? Alkei pruvu milu esaritz v'chiv shua mi darkai lichbaish. A man, not a woman. What happened over here? Who's the one that went out to retrieve the pachim ketanim? Yaakov. Is it the derech of an isha to go out to retrieve the pachim ketanim? No. Is it the derech of an isha to have a wrestling match? The whole nature of the existence, the whole mitzias of the episode of the Gid Hanoshe is something that's totally not shaykh to Noshim. It's not darko shalisha to wrestle, mulchama. It's a mulchama. It's not darko shalisha lelich yechidi v'alayla. Certainly not. Not even for men. The whole thing is rochok from an isha. And it's not a chefsadis, according to Chazal, according to one opinion, the Gidim have no time. It's not a mitzvah which has tam, which has flavor, which is macholas asus, timtum halev. There's no timtum halev in eating gid hanosha. It's not a piece of chazer. It's not a piece of bishulakum. There's nothing there. There's no tam. It's a zecher for the maisa vayovik ish imo. The whole hanhoga, the whole episode is totally not shaykh to Noshim because it's not darko shel isha to go out balayla. Just like Amun Umoyav, we don't have any criticism against the women for them not coming outside, and that's why David is allowed yavo b'kal Hashem, and it's not derech shlika lichboish to engage in mulchama. So the whole thing is not shaykh to them. Memela, there is a very good tzad to say the Noshim indeed should be parted from the mitzvah of gid hanosha. So it's not so far fetched to have anina that Noshim should be. And I guess once the mistake was led by this boy, because once there is taka such a tzad that Noshim should be potter from Gid HaNosha, Mimela, you can go a step weiter and you can say that female animals do not have the din of Gid HaNosha, the Gid and the female animal. I saw one woman in the forest and some very big tremendous because she says that's really what the crazy place he meant. He taka meant the smack, and he meant that it's totally zebzeh. The only tzad to say that the Gid of a female animal should be potter from Gid HaNosha is only if you have a foundation to say that Noshim are potter from Gid HaNosha. That's the only tzad. If you'll say that Taka Noshim are potter from Gid HaNosha, then maybe you can say, look, women are potter, so maybe female animals will also be potter. But if Noshim are chayv in Gid HaNosha, then you've removed from yourself the foundation to even have a havelin to differentiate among the animal itself. So in the crazy place, you heard this person going around saying that female animals, their gidim, are exempt from the Gid HaNosha. So he says, ridiculous. The only time you can say such a thing is if there would be a tzad to say that women are potter from Gid HaNosha. Taka, that's a very good shaila. Maybe Taka Noshim should be potter from Gid HaNosha, because it does say Taka b'nei Yisrael v'le b'nei Yisrael. And especially before Matan Torah, we have a right to make the diuk. And certainly when the whole time does not apply to them, for two different reasons, because of Yetzi Yechidi Balayla and the other time of Mulchama, and what was the other time I said? I forgot the other reason we said as well. But since, and the thing I've said before, but since the bottom line is the smag does indeed say that Noshim Achayiv in Gid HaNosha, so you remove the foundation of differentiating among animals between male and females, and that's why the bottom line is Gid HaNosha Shayich by Noshim as well. Okay, with that we'll stop. Am nach einer Kasche was hat Schwach und Sack ist es ist schon viel Hebel haben haben mit der Schwemmer der Kopf jetzt man zu kommen. Ja, die Ultra